Motiversity family, it's Marcus Taylor, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Motivation Daily Podcast by Motiversity, one of the top 50 podcasts in the world. If you enjoy listening to Motiversity and this podcast, you need to download the Mindset Daily Motivation app. On it, you'll gain access to thousands of motivational speeches, including Motiversity's and mine. And now, with the new Mindset Alarm feature, you can start each day with purpose, waking up to powerful audios like this one.
You may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future.
To download Mindset, just go to mindsetapp.com or search for Mindset Daily Motivation on the Apple or Google Play Store and listen to motivational speeches while getting ready for the day. Click the link to download Mindset now and get ready to transform your life.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My advice to the young people, 25 years old, make enough mistakes. Don't worry. You fall, you stand up. You fall, you stand up. Enjoy it. I mean, 25 years old, enjoy the show, enjoy the show. From 30 to 40 years old, you have to think very clearly, you're working for yourself if you really want to be entrepreneur. So 40 to 50, think about how can focus on things that you are good at. But when you are 50 to 60 years old, work for the young people, because young people can do better than you. So rely on them, invest on them, making sure they're good. So 25 years old, don't worry. Any mistake is an income, is a wonderful revenue for you.
In the future, it's not about the competition of knowledge, it's the competition of creativity. It's a competition of imagination. It's a competition of learning. It's competition of independent thinking. If you think like a machine, the problem will come. In the past 20 years, we'll make people like a machine. In the next 20 years, machine will look like a people. So in the future, it's not knowledge-driven, it's the wisdom-driven. It's the experience-driven. In the past, it's the knowledge-driven, and it's the manufacturing-driven, and in the future, it's the creativity-driven. I think next to 30 years, the world is going to change a lot. The new technology is going to change every aspect of the world. So this is what we think the world should be focusing on. Not only the IQ, EQ, but also focus on LQ, the Q of love. Because only when you care the others, only you care the others that succeed and more successful than you are, you have the chance.
10 years ago, internet was so good. When nobody believed internet was so good. Now internet is so tough because all the smart people go to internet. So you should go to the off ground. I failed for funny things that I failed a key primary school test for 2 times, and I failed three times for the middle schools. I tried. There's an examination that young people, if you want to go university, you have to take the examinations. So I failed 3 times. When I graduated from universities, and before I, you know, for 3 years I tried to fill in the universities. So I applied jobs for 30 times, got rejected. I went for a police. They said, no, you're not good. I went to even the KFC. When KFC came to China, come to my city, 24 people went for the job. 23 people were accepted. I was the only one guy. And we went for police. 5 people, 4 of them accepted. I was the only guy that I received it. So to me, being turned down, rejected. Oh, by the way, I told you that I applied for Harvard for 10 times rejected. I learned so much about the Hollywood movies, especially the Forrest Gump.
You love Forrest Gump.
I love Forrest Gump.
But why do you like him?
Simple. Never give up.
People
think he's dumb, but he knows what he's doing. And I was very depressed the day, a year 2002 or 3 in the States. I was very depressed when I could not find out a way for the internet. And then I watched the movie in my friend's home, Forrest Gump. When I see him, I think, this is the guy we should learn from. Believe what you're doing. Love it. Whether people like it, don't like it, be simple. And like the word, life is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you can get, right? I never know I would be here talking to you. I never know. But today I made it. I told my people in my apartment 15 years ago, guys, we have to work hard. Not for ourselves. If we can be successful, 80% of the young people in China can be successful. We don't have a rich father, powerful uncle. We don't have $1 from bank, 1 cent from government. Just work as a team. I worry about it today. Young people, a lot of young people lose hope, lose vision, and start to complain. Because we also have the same period. Because when I got, it's not a good feeling being rejected by so many people. We also depressed, but at least later we find that the world has a lot of opportunity. How you see the world, how you catch the opportunity. So, and the Hollywood gives me a lot of inspiration. At the beginning, I never thought. I thought when I was young, I said, everything's possible. Now I know, not everything's possible. When you have something, you have to think about, you have to consider about the others, you have to consider about the customer, society, your employees, your shareholders, society. There are so many things that I think if you continue to work hard, there's possibility. It's not amazing, if you don't do it, nothing's possible. If you try to do it, at least you have the hope. Calm down. There's always a way out. And keep yourself balanced. And meanwhile, don't try to... Because business is a... Competition is a fun. Business is not like a battlefield. You die or I win. Business, even if you die, I may not win. Right? So it's about a fun. Yeah, tell them the story and tell them that if Jack, I don't think in this world there are a lot of people be rejected more than 30 times. If we, you know, the only thing we never give up, the only thing like we're like a Forrest Gump, we keep on fight, we keep on change ourselves. We don't complain. Whether you were successful or not successful, I find that people, when they finish the job, if they make the mistake, if they fail, if they always complain the others, this guy will never come back. If the guy only check himself, yeah, something wrong with me here, something wrong with me there, this guy has the hope. So many people I talked to at that time for Alipay, they say, this is the stupidest idea you have ever got. But I say, I don't wear the stupid club as long as people use it. Now we have 800 million people
using this Alipay. 1999, year 2000, and even at the Yahoo time, a lot of people say this Jack is crazy. He's doing something that we don't understand. A lot of venture capitalists give you money because there is such a American model already there. But they say, Alibaba, we don't see this kind of model, right?
They say Jack's crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy guy. I mean, yeah. I remember my first time in Time magazine, they called me Crazy Jack. And I think crazy is good. We are crazy, but we're not stupid. We know what we are doing. But if everybody agree with me, if everybody believe our idea is good, we have no chance. So that's the money we raised. We are very thankful. So when our investors make a lot of money, I feel proud and honored.
Everybody is made unique and different. So you must have a unique and different way. A lot of people today have a lot of complaints. Say, I don't have opportunity. I complained a lot when I was young and suddenly realized complaint does not solve any problem. Where the opportunity always in the place where people complain. There are so many opportunities in the world, in this world, because there are so many complaints. If you can solve the complaint, one of the complaints, that's the opportunity. So this is what we made. I think young people, if my advice to be an entrepreneur, don't be scared of failure, of setbacks, and don't give up. When we start the business, we had 18 founders, including me, 17 of them, most of them my students, and most of them, today people think these 18 people, the smartest people in China. We don't think we are smart. Honestly, we all graduate from the very poor schools. The only thing we did was that we are very united. We all believe the future. We are all optimistic. And we learn through mistakes. We never give up. If you graduate from famous university, please respect the people who graduate from the poor schools. Those people like us graduate from a poor universities. Please respect yourself. We have chance. We came today to now. We made so many mistakes. People say, you are lucky. Yes, we are very lucky. We've been only 19 years to today's size. But we've gone through so many tough situations. We made so many mistakes that people cannot imagine, probably 90 years. You have gone through so many tough experiences, and that will make you different.
So what advice do I have for college graduates? Certainly, I'd invite you to apply for a job at SolarCity or Tesla or SpaceX. If not, then if that doesn't work for whatever reason, then apply to jobs at other companies in that arena or try starting a company.
If you study engineering and you figure out how to design new things, it's relatively easy to start a company. You just need to get a few like-minded people with you.
Although I have to say that the space business is quite hard to start a company in the space business because it's such a capital-intensive business. So it may be better to do something in solar power, or if you're going to do it in cars, do it in as kind of a component supplier for cars or something like that.
Musk has college degrees in business and physics, but SpaceX is his first venture in aerospace.
How did you get the expertise to be the chief technology officer of a rocket ship company?
I do have a physics background. That's helpful as a foundation. And then I read a lot of books and talked to a lot of smart people.
Don't just follow the trend. You may have heard me say that it's good to think in terms of the physics approach or first principles, which is, rather than reasoning by analogy, you boil things down to the most fundamental truths you can imagine, and you reason up from there. And this is a good way to figure out if if something really makes sense or if it's just what everybody else is doing. It's hard to think that way. You can't think that way about everything. It takes a lot of effort. But if you're trying to do something new, it's the best way to think. And that framework was developed by physicists to figure out counterintuitive things like quantum mechanics. So it's really a powerful method.
And I want to know, what is the one thing that has surprised you about your life?
Well, I'm surprised by the whole thing, honestly. I certainly didn't expect for any of these things to happen, honestly. I knew I wanted to be involved in technology. In fact, the only reason I started a company back in 95, an internet company, was because I couldn't get it. There were only a few internet companies, and I couldn't get a job at any of them. I tried to get a job at Netscape sent my resume in and tried hanging out in the lobby, but I was too shy to talk to anyone. And then I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll have to start a company because I can't get a job anywhere.
Thank you.
I wouldn't say I'm fearless. In fact, I feel fear quite strongly. But if what I'm doing is important enough, then I just override the fear. Mm-hmm. So, but it's not as though I don't feel. I feel like more strongly than I would like. I think also people tend to overweight risk on a personal level. It's one thing if you've got, you know, a mortgage to pay and kids to support, and that if you were to deviate from your job, that, well, how are you going to feed your family and pay the rent? And okay, that's understandable. But let's say you're young and you're just coming out of college or coming out of high school or whatever. What do you risk? You know, you're not going to stop. I mean, right. It's really, certainly not in any kind of modern economy. It's so easy to earn enough money just to live somewhere and eat food. I don't know what are the people really afraid of. They're mostly afraid of failure, I think. People should be less risk averse when there's not much at risk. What is education? Like, you're basically downloading data and algorithms into your brain. And it's actually amazingly bad in conventional education. Because, like, it shouldn't be like this huge chore. Like, the more you can gamify the process of learning, the better.
I always had sort of a slight existential crisis because I was trying to figure out, what does it all mean? Like, what's the purpose of things? And I came to the conclusion that if we can advance the knowledge of the world, if we can do things that expand the scope and scale of consciousness, then we're better able to ask the right questions and become more enlightened, and that's really the only way forward.
What drives you? What is it that when you wake up in the morning, do you see a problem and you want to solve it?
The thing that drives me is that I want to be able to think about the future and feel good about that. We're doing what we can to have the future be as good as possible, to be inspired by what is likely to happen. And to look forward to the next day. So that's what really drives me is trying to figure out how do we make sure that things are great and going to be so, and that's the underlying principle behind Tesla and SpaceX, is that I think it's pretty important that we accelerate the transition to sustainable generation and consumption of energy, It's inevitable, but it matters if it happens sooner or later. And then SpaceX is about helping make life multiplanetary and doing what we can to continue the dream of Apollo ultimately make a contribution to life becoming multiplanetary.
Well, let's talk a little more about that. I think everyone very interested in that when you say making life multiplanetary.
Yeah. That's exciting.
It is exciting. So what's your vision there?
You know, I think, you know, particularly for Americans, you know, like think about America is a nation of explorers. People came here from other parts of the world that, you know, chose to give up the known in favor of the unknown. So I think exploration, like I think the United States is a distillation of the human spirit of exploration. So that's why it appeals to Americans so much. You know, you can see this when, say, there was a shuttle tragedy and seven people died. And that's terrible, but, you know, a lot of people die all the time. But why do we care so much? Because it was the dream of exploration that was dying along with those people. That's why.
I mean, I thought both Tesla and SpaceX would fail at the beginning.
You saw it?
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Really?
Of course.
But nevertheless, you put all your money in that.
I expected to lose it. Technically, what I thought was, well, I'll take half the money from PayPal, and if I lose half of it, that's okay. But then, of course, the companies encounter difficulties, and then I have a choice of either let the company die or put, you know, all the money into the companies. And so I really didn't want the companies to die, so I put all the money in the companies.
Yeah.
And then I had to borrow money from friends to pay living expenses.
Yes.
You know, just looking just for evidence of exceptional ability. And if there's a track record of exceptional achievement, then it's likely that that will continue into the future. Mm-hmm. Well, it really depends on the stakes. If the stakes are high, if it's really important, then what should, then I, you know, will overcome the fear and just do it anyway. Mm-hmm. But essentially, I mean, I just drive overrides fear, but I feel the fear. It's kind of annoying. I wish I didn't.
Okay.
I wish I felt it less.
Uh-huh. One of the most highly paid and respected women in the history of entertainment, Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
So this show that just getting underway nationally.
Mm-hmm. It's going to do. It'll do well.
And if it doesn't?
And if it doesn't, I will still do well. I will do well because I'm not defined by a show. You know, I think we are defined by the way we treat ourselves and the way we treat other people.
I didn't know the future, but I knew who was in charge of the future.
You will at some point fall. And when you do, I want you to know this, remember this. There is no such thing as failure. Failure is just life trying to move us in another direction. Now, it doesn't matter how far you might rise. At some point, you are bound to stumble. Learn from every mistake, because every experience, encounter, and particularly your mistakes, are there to teach you and force you into being more of who you are. And then figure out what is the next right move.
And there will be times when making the next right decision will be scary. I tell you a secret. That's how I've gotten through every challenge without being overwhelmed, by asking, what is the next right move? You don't have to know all the right moves. You just need to know the next one. And it's okay to be scared. In fact, if you weren't scared, I'd be scared for you. But let me repeat something that the most extraordinary, certainly one of the most extraordinary men I've ever known said, may your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. Because life is always talking to us. And this is what I do know. When you tap into what it's trying to tell you, when you can get yourself quiet enough to listen, I mean, really listen, you can begin to distill the still small voice, which is always representing the truth of you, from the noise of the world. And you can start to recognize when it comes your way. You can learn to make distinctions, to connect, to dig a little deeper. You'll be able to find your own voice within the still small voice. You'll begin to know your own heart and figure out what matters most when you can listen to the still small voice. Every right move I've made has come from listening deeply and following that still small voice, aligning myself with its power, with the source of power, so that when I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and the fellas either stand or fall down on their knees and they say, "That's a phenomenal woman." Because for so many of my earlier years, when I was the only woman, I was the only person of color, the one nobody expected to be in the room at the table on the anchor desk, co-anchoring the news here in Nashville in 1975, walking into boardrooms in the 80s, negotiating deals to own my own show. Not just do the show, but to make as much money from it as they were gonna make off of me. And at no time did I ever feel out of place or not enough or inadequate or an imposter. Do not let the world make an imposter syndrome out of you. So whether you call it soul or spirit or higher self, intelligence, there is, I know this, there's a light inside each of you, all of us, that illuminates your very human beingness, if you let it. And as a young girl from rural Mississippi, I learned long ago that being myself was much easier than pretending to be Barbara Walters. Although when I first started, because I had Barbara in my head, I would try to sit like Barbara, talk like Barbara, move like Barbara. And then one night I was on the news, reading the news, and I called Canada, Kanata. And that was the end of me being Barbara. I cracked myself up on TV, couldn't stop laughing, and my real personality came through. And I figured out, oh gee, I can be a much better Oprah than I could be a pretend Barbara. Well, this is what I know for sure. There will never be anything in your life as fulfilling as making a difference in somebody else's. Everybody here wants to see you take your integrity, your curiosity, your creativity, your guts, and this newfound education of yours, and use it to make a difference. Everybody always thinks you gotta go do something big and grand. I'll tell you where you start. You start by being good to at least one other person every single day. Just start there. That's how you begin to change the world, by just being good to one other person. It doesn't matter if it's a member of your tribe or a stranger on the street. I'm here to tell you that a little act of compassion can be a lifesaver for somebody who receives it, but also for you who offers it. Just extend yourself in love and kindness to somebody. And as my dear friend Maya always said, love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, it leaps fences, it penetrates walls to arrive at its destination full of hope. And when you step out in love, you become someone's hope. And I know that becoming hope in the world won't always be easy. There'll be times when you get to your wits' end, but there's another old proverb that says, when you get to your wits' end, remember that's where God lives. I would add that when you get to your wits' end, it's also a good idea to remember that you've been there before, because we are among the toughest, most resilient people the world has ever seen.
From time to time, you may stumble, fall. You will for sure count on this. No doubt, you will have questions and you will have doubts about your path. But I know this, if you're willing to listen, to be guided by that still small voice that is the GPS within yourself, to find out what makes you come alive, you will be more than okay. You will be happy, you will be successful, and you will make a difference in the world.
Do you know yourself? Or do you aspire to be something you might actually not be?
You have the dream, but you have to execute it. And it's just gonna take you time. Because either at 15, you're gonna make it up and try to front, which is your vulnerability, or you'll just put in the work, put in the work, put in the work, and that's it. Like, it's just a process, man. Life is long. Like, you know, like, just put out the work, put out the work.
We are just completely in this incredible place of unlimited options. I just struggle with people's inability to have perspective on where they sit in opportunity in a 7.7 billion person world.
The quickest and easiest way to get to do what you want while paying your bills is to start sacrificing leisure and other things and start focusing on monetizing the thing that you want to do in the future.
I used to drag through school. By the time I got to 3:30, I was like dead, because I hated it. So you can't put in the hours unless you love it. That's why I believe loving it leads to the most success, because I think somebody else loves what you don't love, mm-hmm. that you're doing for money, True. Thus they'll be more successful, because they're gonna do it for 19 True. Hours. Now there's talent.
Yes.
You may not love singing, and you open up your mouth and you sound like Whitney Houston, that's real. You may not love, there's athletes, absolutely, I know them, who are not passionate about their sport, but they were born 6'10" and very coordinated. So it happens, but I think that's the rarity.
Your rank amongst the 7.7 billion people in the world when it comes to opportunity is ridiculous.
To have a special life, you have to do special things. And that usually means putting in the work and loving it. You take your advantages. Some advantages are experience. Some advantages are youth. You have to deploy patience. It's not gonna happen overnight.
Right, that's what I learned from you.
I put out content for 8.5 years before anybody gave it.
I have to dream.
Please factor in what the world's going to be like in 2019 to 2025 versus looking at what the world was like 2009 to 2015. Way too many decisions by way too many people are being made by factoring in the past without anticipating the future.
Forget about Benzes and shoes and homes and planes. The ROI of life is not money, it's being happy. And when I look at the people that I see that are happy, regardless of their income levels or success or fame or notoriety or money, so much of that is completely predicated on the fact that either their parenting or circumstance helped them have actual perspective to what the hell is going on here.
Do you know what I wish for all of you 25-year-olds in here? That you knew how young you feel at 40. News alert, you're gonna kind of feel exactly the same.
I don't think there's anything wrong with chasing money. I just think that it's usually the quickest way not to get it.
I am remarkably stunned by the lack of accountability in our society. Everything wrong at VaynerMedia, anything that ever happens, any piece of content, anything that ever happens in my life, 100% is my fault. And let me tell you what happens with accountability. You get real happy when you feel that there's no other source controlling your shit. All of a sudden it gets happier. Your ego and your insecurity doesn't want to take the L. You don't want to admit that you fucked up. Because for some reason, so many of you are living your lives based on other people's opinions, and that is crippling you.
The way to really eliminate fear is by not giving a f- about anybody's opinion. My losses are mine. I'll deal with them myself. I don't need your 2 cents. You're losing plenty on your own. Patience and inner voice makes you unbeatable.
This phone is more powerful technology-wise than the computers that Ronald Reagan had to run the free world. This thing, while you lay in bed from 7 p.m. to 2 in the morning, is your gateway to get out of the thing that you complain about, yet we'd rather watch entire seasons of Friends again on Netflix. The one thing that connects everyone here, regardless of you're winning, you're losing, company, employee, entrepreneur, the one thing from coast to coast that connects every person here is the one asset that we should all be chasing is attention. Before you achieve anything, whatever the hell you came here for, when you go and output to try to create your business, run for mayor, raise money for a nonprofit, no matter what you do, no matter what you try to accomplish, when you leave this conference, the one thing that you should be chasing is people's attention. Before you can accomplish selling a sneaker or a cookie or a t-shirt or insurance or whatever you do, you need somebody's attention to tell them. Then your message has to be on point enough to commit them into doing what you'd like. Attention, my friends, is the asset. Nothing else is important to me besides attention. The reason I've always adapted to new content and new platforms, the internet itself, email, YouTube, Google AdWords, Facebook, Twitter, podcasting, all of it. The reason I've always done well with that is my religion above anything else is where is the attention today and potentially tomorrow, not what worked yesterday.
It's crazy how I feel my whole life. Never had peer pressure, never did anything ever that I didn't want to do because I just didn't value somebody else's opinion over mine. And that comes from good parenting, circumstance, DNA, a million things. I don't know how to teach that. What I'm just trying to do is I'm trying to become, in a weird way, I like being popular because I become your courage. I think the most flattering thing that's happening to me in my life is I'm becoming people's courage because when they take risk and they take ridicule, they point to me. And then I tell their parents to go f*** themselves. It makes the most sense in the world to go high risk in your youth. Because you can live at your parents' house, you two and 19 people watching can live in a studio 21 deep. I know it, I lived it, I saw it, I watched it. Like, this is exactly when you guys are supposed to take two core leaps of faith. Either go and do it for yourself or get close to something that you believe in completely.
If you let somebody else's opinion, whether your spouse, your boss, your mom, your aunt, your best friend, if you genuinely are living your only life, which, oh, by the way, by modern scientific terminology is 400 trillion to one. If you even could comprehend how ridiculous it is that we are even alive, like, do you understand how ludicrous it is that you have a life? There's nothing mathematically in life that can happen that is more ridiculous than the fact that you got one. You're more likely to get struck by lightning 14 times than have a life. Forward. Mindset, all of that leads to one thing. If you do not become a practitioner of how to communicate on the social networks of today, you are 100% irrelevant. Don't like it? Tough. Figure it out, execute it. My friends, negativity can lead at halftime. Kindness always wins the game.
Your life is predicated on when you get real quiet and you can't hear another person's 2 cents.
The reason I can work 17 hours a day is because I'm not spending 15 hours a day dwelling or looking back. Faking it to make it is the great flaw of this generation. Please don't do it. Please stop listening to anybody but yourself. please eliminate negativity from your life, because if you want to really win, it is absolutely by reinforcing positivity. So get real quiet in here, get real selective about who you're spending time with, and most of all, speak the truth. Do the right thing. Kindness is cool. Truth is cool. Don't act like you've made it. Talk about the journey of trying to make it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.